Seeing none, we'll proceed to agenda item number three, report and possible discussion on five-year management audit by David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer.
Okay. TCEQ code requires that river authorities every 5 years have a management audit. BRA falls into that five-year cycle in 2017. The code also states that if you had an internal audit function, that you're exempt from the five-year. But in 2014, the board approved the elimination of that function. So therefore, we are required to have the five-year audit in 17. We've gone out and advertised request for proposal directly to 12 certified public accounting firms. We also have placed the request for proposal on well-publicized websites as well as newspapers. We got back five proposals last week. They were all qualified certified accounting firms that we want to select from. Plans are in June is to have the administrative and the audit committee made up of board members make a selection for recommendation to the board for the July approval. Once the board has approved it in July, my intention is to start the audit in August with completion by the end of the year. Okay.
Question on the audit process.
When you go from, 12 to 5, what are usually the determining factors?
In this case, we only got five back.
Oh, you only got five back.
That's okay. All we got. And in those five, it was difficult to determine which is good or bad, so I'm going to leave it back to the administrative and audit committee to make that decision.
Gotcha.
Anybody else?